Bez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Esther, the 20th and final chapter in the Rambam, Sichah Sha'avas HaTumas, and the laws of the other primary categories of Tumas in the Sefer Torah and the Book of Purity. In this Perek, the Rambam qualifies the different domains as it comes to the laws of Tumah. As we separated the halachas of Rishos Ram from Rishos HaYachad, Safek Rishos Ram is Tar, Safek Rishos HaYachad is going to be Tameh. So now the Rambam qualifies halacha Aleph, first the halachas of Rishos Ram for the laws of Tumah. Wherever it's considered the public domain, the laws of Shabbos, which is forbidden to carry out from a private domain and to public domain on Shabbos, that's also going to be qualified as a public domain regarding the laws of Tumah, which we had established that there the suffix is going to be Tar. Halacha Beis. Now, Arba Amis Hasmuchus L'Shus Ram. The area of four Amis that's near the domain of Shus Ram. Harein K'Shus Ram L'Tumah, they're also considered in Halacha, the laws of Tumah also as Rishos Haram, because one cannot seclude over there, which is the primary characteristic for the laws of Rishos Haram regarding the laws of Tumah. In Bechina Carmelis, which is an area that some would quasi-state, not a Rishos Yochad, but not a Rishos Harabim, Kogoin, which in the laws of Shabbos is a rabbinic area, Kogoin Hayam, like the sea, Ritz Devonis, which is some type of a large chamber, they are considered in the laws of Tumah like a public domain, again, because it's not possible for a person to seclude over there. Hence, it has a halacha like Rishos Haram that the suffix is going to be tar. Halacha Gimel. Now, Yesham Mekamis, there are certain places, although they are considered a private domain regarding the laws of Shabbos, regarding the laws of Tumah, not only like we said regarding a Carmelis, but there are even places that are like an actual private domain regarding the laws of Shabbos, still regarding the laws of Tumah, we're going to treat it like a public domain. Veilehin, and they are Hashavilin Hamufaloshin, the paths that are wide open, Lashichin to the caverns, or Labayuris and the cisterns, Legitis into the wine presses. The Habiko Hamukafis Godur Bimaisachama, and regarding these the valleys, which are the wide open areas of many fields that are fenced in the summer season, which the significance of that is that the workers come to harvest the grain and to gather it and to thresh it. So this area is like a Rishos Yochad regarding the laws of Shabbos, because it's fenced in, but a person cannot conceal themselves from the eyes of the workers. Hence, it's going to give a halacha like Rishos Haram regarding the laws of Tumah. Uvesilki Melachim, the royal basilkis, which Shehubin Yeroch of Harba, these are from the kings, that they're very wide structures. Lamed by Anshei Merkava, that's where they have the people that are in charge of the royal chariot, that's where they stand over there. And there's many openings that open up into the public domain. And again, therefore, people are constantly milling about over there. The Hapayrin, which this is a large structure, that there's two openings, one opposite the other. And also a courtyard, that many people come in one way and go out the other way. Again, these all, a person can't hide over there. So even though it's Rishos HaYachad, for Shabbos, Rishos HaRabim, for Tumah. And v'chem mevoyeh, so two alleyways, hayordim layomah lenahar, that go down to the sea or to the river, afapishim gedurim mekamakan, although they're fenced on either side, but v'rabim metavsim v'yomem, but many people could climb over those walls. So two v'habimaisis, which either means pillars or the girsis v'hadimaisis, which is similar to v'hamarchatsais, these are certain types of bathhouses, which like where are heated water, like by chamei Tveria. For the laws of Tumah, they have halacha like a public domain. Again, because people are all there. And mechin kolazar, so to the whole courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, k'shus ram l'tumah, although it's fenced in, it's like Rishos HaYochad, but for the laws of Tumah, it's like a public domain. Halacha dalet. Ganli se'ir, the gardens of the city, shederech ir oiveres aleihem, that the path of the city passes through these gardens, Rishos ram l'tumah, it's going to have the halacha like a public domain regarding the laws of Tumah. Halacha hei, hagina, so regarding a garden, a regular garden. Bismanchi mishtameres, when it's guarded, Rishos Yochad, it's a private domain, because people can't just enter. Bismanchi in mishtameres, but if it's not guarded, Rishos Ram L'tumah, it has a halacha like a public domain regarding laws of Tumah. If achin basilka gedola, so to a large basilki. Bismanchi paischanoi, so when they open it up, Rishos Ram L'tumah, then it's like a public domain for Tumah. But bismanchi noyla, so when it's locked, Rishos Yochad L'kol, then this has a halacha like a private domain for all halachas, including that of Tumah. Halacha vav. Habika, regarding a valley, hamukavas gather, that's surrounded with a wall. So b'meitzek shem in the winter months, then Rishos HaYochad l'Shabbos lo Tumah, then it's considered as a private domain for the regarding the laws of Shabbos and of Tumah. Shabbos because it's fenced in, and in the winter months people don't enter into the fields because they don't want to trample on the grain that's growing. So it's also Rishos HaYochad regarding the laws of Tumah. Now v'im lo ha'isim ukevus, but it wasn't surrounded with a wall. Harei Rishos HaYochad l'Tumah bovad, then it's only going to be considered as a private domain for the laws of Tumah. because people are not going to walk over there, so people aren't going. But for Shabbos, it's not going to be like Rosh Hashanah, nor like Rosh Hashanah, rather like a Carmelist, because ultimately it's not fenced in with a wall. Now, however, now, however, regarding a valley that the winter months have already passed by already, then it's going to be considered as a private domain for Tumah, even in the summer months, which generally say in the summer months people are walking over there. No, but since one moment, like we said, regarding the Yimaisak Sham, it becomes a Rishos HaYachid, it does not lose that status to go back and be Rishos HaRabim, and we're going to still treat it as Safek Tumah, that it's going to be Aser, it's going to be considered as Tumah. Now, Ve'ilehim Yimaisak Sham, what's considered the summer months? It's when the grain has been uprooted from inside of it. What's considered the winter months? It's when the second rains, which starts from the 23rd of Macheshvan, start. Now, the gulim are these like large round vessels that they put the grapes that are being prepared to put into the wine press. So between those barrels, lazugin, which are the refuse of the grapes after it was pressed and squeezed out, so they would just pile up a huge pile of all the grape skins. So the area between those are Rishus Aram L'Tumah, considered as a public domain for regarding the laws of Tumah, because that's wide open to the people who are pressing it. They could see over there, so no one's concealed over there. Hence, for the laws of Tumah, it's considered as Rishus Aram. Halacha Zayin. Kedem Shalifnei HaBaitzim. A vineyard, so it depends where. If it's in front of those who are harvesting, meaning it wasn't harvested yet, it's in front of them, so Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's actually, that area is considered as a private domain regarding the laws of Tumah, because people are not going over there so that they shouldn't be suspected of stealing over there, and also no one could see clearly because it's still the vines over there, so therefore it's considered as a private domain. Now, La'acha Boitzim, what's behind the harvesters, that's already been cleared out. Rosh Hashanah L'Tumah, it's considered like a public domain for the Tumah because no one could be secluded over there. So, and when you find a tumah, that suffix tumah is going to be like Rishas Ram. Now, Amos said, when do we say this? Is Manshadab Nechnas and Beruach Azul Beyitz and Beruach Shekinegd. Only when the public comes in one side and they go out the other side. So, they're doing it to make it as a shortcut. So then there's again so many people coming, they're going to consider like Rishas Ram for tumah. Now, regarding Rishas Yachid for tumah, Shur Kolam Akaymas, Chutz Me'ilu Shabiyam. Now, all of the places, except for the places that we explained, which are exceptions, Dinim, the law is, Shehem Rishus Ayoch the Shabbos, just like they consider a private domain for Shabbos, Kachem Rishus Ayoch the Tumah, so they consider a private domain for Tumah. Now, Halacha Ches, Viesh Mekaymas, there are actually some places, Shehem Rishus Ayoch the Shabbos, they're not even a private domain for Shabbos, Vafapikain, Him Rishus Ayoch the Tumah, and still they consider a private domain for Tumah. In contrast, we said there are certain places that Rishus Ayoch the Shabbos, they're Rishus Aram the Tumah. Here, there are certain places that actually are not Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos, but they are Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Tumah. And the reason is because the people don't utilize that area. And again, regarding the laws of Tumah, the primary criterion is if people pass by or not. Ve'ilehim, and they are Hilanois, regarding the trees. V'chayrid Rishosaram, the holes in a public domain. Av b'shem b'ma'arbal, but even though it doesn't even have the area of 4x4, which is the minimum to be considered as a Rosh Hashanah Yochid for Shabbos, for the laws of Tumah, since it's secluded, will be considered as Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There's a tree in the public domain, but the tree itself, there's a tumah within one of the branches. Although the Rosh, if he goes on top of the tree, he's not sure, did he touch it, did he not touch it? The tree itself will be considered in this halacha like Rosh Hashanah Yachid for tumah because you can't see, and therefore the sabik is going to be tumah. Let's say he stuck his hand into a hole of Rosh Hashanah Ram that has Tumah with it. He's not sure that he touched it, did not touch it. So he could tell me, even though regarding the laws of Shabbos, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, regarding the laws of Tumah, it will be considered, and therefore the suffix is going to be Tumah. Halacha Tes further qualifies what a place is considered. Chanus Shitimeya. Regarding a store, an area, a room that is Tumah, because there's a mess over there, which whoever comes in becomes Tumah by being in the same aisle. Now this store is open to the street, to the public domain. Now someone's not sure, did he go into this store, did he not? If he went and became tumah with the oil. So sveiki tahar, the doubt's going to be tar. In other words, going into the store that's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is similar to a case of when someone touches a sheretz that's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because the person most definitely is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The only subject is, did he go into the makam tumah or not? So therefore it's considered as qualified as if it's like a subject in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Shekala chanus. Because the whole store is kamei sheretz, it's like a sheretz, hamunach b'shus ram, which is in the b'shus ram, shesvik magoi tar, when you have a savik, you touch it, you mean tar, so to over here. Now, Let's say there were two stores. Achas tar, achas tamei. One was tar, one was tamei. The nichnas achas, when he went into one of them, we know he went in. But safik la tamei, nichnas safik la tar. We're not sure, did he go into the tamei one, to the tar one? Ah, here's sveker tamei. Here the doubt's going to be tamei. Why? Because this is considered like a doubt in regarding the shus ha-yachid. Shachanus rishus ha-yachid, because the store is a private domain. In other words, he most definitely went into rishus ha-yachid. We just don't know which one. So, but that's a safek im rishus ha-yachid, because both of the stores are a private domain, and therefore we're going to treat that safek as tamei. V'chein bika, so to valley, b'maisak sham in the winter months. Shesh basad this harbor, where there are many fields. Uvasad achas tamei v'achas tar. Now there's one field that's tamei, one that's tar. Vamai says, Nachnasi Levikazu. He says, I went into this valley. Vainidim Nachnas Lysasadu Le Nachnas, but I don't know if I went into that field or not. So Sveikit Tame, that's going to make it said as Tame. Shasveik Tuma, but Rishus Ayachid, because a Safik Tame in the Rishus Ayachid, a Philosveik be a Tame, then even if you're not sure if you entered, it's going to be considered as Tame. And hence, this is going to, since it's in the Rishus Ayachid, in the private domain, we're going to consider that as a Safik of Tuma. Halacha Yod. Makam show you the Shus HaYachid, if there was a place that was a private domain, Benasur Shus Ram, it actually became a public domain, where it was sold to the public. V'chaz Benasur Shus HaYachid, then went back to being a private domain. So it depends. Kishur Shus HaYachid, when it's a private domain, Sveikat Tami, the doubt is going to be considered as Tami. Kishur Shus Ram, when it's a public domain, then Sveikat Tar, the same doubt is going to be considered as Tar. Halach Yidav has an interesting case of a Shus HaYachid in a Shus Ram. Dvar Mishem Shus Ram, things that are in the public domain, Harem Kishus Ram, they're like the public domain. Ketzer Haso. So if you have kupa b'shus rab, gevaya sar tvachim. If you have a box in the public domain, that's 10 tvachim high, which is the measurement of a private domain. V'atumah b'teicha, and there's tumah inside that box. Now, safek naga. In other words, he's not sure, did he stick his hand into the box, or safek loy naga. Maybe he didn't touch it. So safek tar. The doubt is going to be considered as tar, because the box itself is a b'shus rab, which gives it halacha, like b'shus rab itself. Now, let's say, b'hichnas yad l'teicha. Let's say he did stick his hand inside. But Sabig Naga, Sabig Loi Naga, but he's not sure did he touch it, did he not touch. Oh, then Sveikir Tame. Then the doubt's going to be Tame because since his hand went into the private domain and the Tum is over there, so that's a Sabig Tum Shus HaYachid, and therefore the Sabig is going to be Tame. Hey, so Kefishin is Sunal Kasefer. Let's say there was like a stone vessel or things like that which are Namakabo Tumma on his shoulder. Vikika Truma Karach Besiva Vinya. And there was a loaf of Truma bread that was wrapped in palm bast or in a paper, and it was inside this stone vessel on his shoulder. Savig Naga Ba'acha, Savig Loi Naga, and that is, it wasn't clear, did someone else touch it or not? Sveikai Tame, the doubt's going to be Tame, in other words, like the halacha of when he sticks his hand into the box, because although the kfisha itself is not Rosh HaSayachid, and Shabbos Safik, but since it's on the shoulder of a person, the person is a private domain. And why are we saying specifically if it's wrapped in palm bast or on a paper? That's just telling us to add a chiddush that even so, we're concerned that maybe that the person touched the loaf itself. And because again, it's a safek tumah b'shus hayachid, because the person is a private domain. Halachid beis, chamor b'shus rabim, gevayah sar tvachim. If there's a donkey in the public domain, that's 10 tvachim high. V'tumah nesuna alav, and there's tumah that's on the donkey. Safek naga, it's not clear if a person touched that, or safek naga maybe didn't touch it. Safek tar. Again, the safek mitar, because it's in b'shus rabim is the safek. But pasha yod al gabo, but if he stretched out his hand on top of it, again, these are all similar to the previous cases. Savik Naga, Savik Loi Naga, not sure did he touch, did he not touch, Sveikai Tame. Here the doubt's going to be, the person's going to be Tame, again, because it's a Savik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, because he went over that of 10 Tvachim in Rishus Ram, which is considered like Rishus HaYachid. B'chin Tzela, Munach B'Shus HaRabim, so too, if there's a rock that's placed in the public domain, that's Kibayas HaTvachim, 10 Tvachim high. V'tumah Nesuna Olav, and there's Tumah placed on top of it. Savik Naga, Savik Loi Naga, he's not sure did he touch it, did he not touch it, Sveikai Tar, that's going to be Tar. But all the Bereshit Tzela, he went up on top of the rock. Safek Naga, Safek Naga, not sure if he touched it, did not touch it, Sveikai Tame, the doubt's going to be Tame again because that's a Safek Tame B'Shus HaYachid, because now he entered into the domain of B'Shus HaYachid. Just not sure did he touch it or not, but that was in the B'Shus HaYachid. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ha'yizav Reichav Al Chamayri. There was a Zav who's riding on his donkey. And Vizeh Reichav Al Chamayri, and this other person was riding on his donkey. Mahalcham and Derechan are both going on the road. Safek Naga, Zav, Safek Naga, not sure as they were riding, did he touch the Zav, did he not? Or another case, Tinik Tame, Murkav Al Kasevish Alabim. There was a child that was Tame that was riding on his father's shoulder. And there was another child that was riding on his father's shoulder, and that child was Tar. And these two fathers are walking side by side. We're not sure, did that child touch that child or not? Or another case. Someone has a bundle on their shoulder. And there was this spittle that was connected to the wall, which we always say Safek Reik in the doubtful, unknown status of a Reik is considered Tameh. Safek Naga, Safek Naga, is not sure, did he touch it, did he not touch it? Or another case, Kalim Shetuchim Mishas Rab Lamal Masar, if there's vessels, garments that are spread in the public domain above 10 Tefachim from the street level, which that is already considered as Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Vatameh Iber, and someone Tameh is passing by, Safek Hasek, is not sure, did he cause it to move, did he not cause it to move? Again, Hakol Tar, all these situations are going to be considered Tar, because anything that happens in a situation the person's moving is going to be considered Tar. In the other cases, we said, these are all the Sveikas of going as one is moving, and hence, this also has the Lin Halacha of the Safek being considered as Tar. Sliklu Hilchas Avos HaTumas B'Yisiyat Deshma, we have concluded that the laws of the other primary categories of Tumas, and all of them, all the Avos HaTumas, including the ones that we previously said, B'Yisiyat Deshma, with heavenly assistance.